Zakte el gemishta vayta mesechtes kelim, perik chaf beis, mishnah aleph. A shulchan, we have here a table, a wooden table. Vadelufki. Delufki is a kind of a small wooden table that they would place next to the big table, and they would prepare the kelim with the food and drink on it. Now what happened was, she nifchasu, part of the tabletop broke off, oishachifa mishayish, or they covered part of the tabletop with marble. And the entire tabletop been covered with marble, says the Batanura, would be tar, clay of anamatar, and it goes after what it's covered with. And of course, had it been entirely broken, it would be tar. But it's not entirely broken. Part of the wooden table remains. How much remains? Zokta Mishnah, v'shir behem mekoyim hanochas hakaisis. Enough place to put down the cups. Just the cups, not the food. Even though just the cups and not the food, the Tanakhama holds tamei. This table has enough of its wooden table part left to say that it could still become tamei. Rabbi Huda says, if it only has place for the cups, no. It would have to be mekoyim hanochas chasichas. It would have to be enough place that's not broken or not covered with marble. The Gemara should put down pieces of bread and pieces of meat. But if the only part that remains whole or uncovered with marbles just to put the kaisis, it would not be mekabel tuma. The girsa of the gra in the Eliyahu Rabbe is Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mekayim hanochas chasichas. So it's not enough to have left over place for the bread and meat. It has to be the bread and meat and the cups. Interesting thing here in the Teferis Yisrael. Why is it called a delufki? So he explains the tzura of this table was made in a city called Delphi in Yavan. Incidentally, let's say a wooden table. Why is it mekabel tuma? After all, it's pshute kleyetz. You can't put anything inside. So this was learned earlier that it's mekabel tuma because it serves both a person and kelim at the same time. A person can lean on it, and the kelim you put on it, and under those circumstances, even though the wooden keli doesn't have a teich, it could still become tummy unless you cover it with marble or enough of it is broken. And that's the machlokes in our Mishnah. How much has to be left without the marble or that's not broken in order for us to say that it's still a wooden table? According to Tanakhama, place for the cups. According to Rabbi Yehuda, place for food, pieces of meat and bread. And the way the Vilna Gaon has the girsa, that means the meat and the bread and cups. You have to have place for all of that that's left over.